Section 1. Do You Love Me? Making Young People Our Priority. Chapter 1. Love Responds. Examining the challenge before us. Challenges require a response, and the church is facing a true challenge. Young people in America and Europe are leaving the Christian church at an unprecedented rate. I first noticed the problem when I was a youth pastor. I took over leadership from my energetic young predecessor, who had grown the group to a robust, engaged collection of junior high and high school students. Many had been raised together in the church, and they invited their friends to join the group. As a result, our students had deep relationships that bound them together. In my first year as their pastor, I leaned heavily on my training as an artist. I have a bachelor's degree in design and a master's degree in architecture. Our meetings were interactive, artistic, and experiential, incorporating music and imagery and other sensory elements. The students seemed to enjoy the approach, and over time, the group grew even larger. But our results were terrible. Not long after graduating the first seniors, we found that most of them walked away from Christianity in the initial weeks of their freshman year at college. Many of our current students were still in touch with these new non-believers. And when I heard that they now rejected the existence of God, I was crushed and I accepted the blame. In the year since becoming their pastor, I had come to love these students. I felt a paternal responsibility to them. Like the Apostle John, I wanted no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. From 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. When I heard that most of my graduating seniors had strayed from the family, I reconciled myself to the fact that I hadn't adequately prepared them for the life after youth group. I thought, I must be the worst youth pastor ever. Then I started to study the issue more deeply and found that I wasn't alone. Something timely. A recent study found that nearly 95% of teenagers in America have access to a smartphone. In the past, young people encountered skepticism primarily from their friends or from professors in the university. Today, the internet is easily accessed on smartphones and mobile devices, bringing the most ardent skepticism home to the next generation at a very young age. For this reason, we should expect the objections from young people to be far more articulate and well-researched. Our responses must meet the challenge offered by internet skeptics, and we must start training our youth earlier than ever before. If you're a youth pastor, Christian educator, or parent, I bet you've got a story of your own about a young ex-believer you love who was raised in the church. We've all got a student, son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, niece, or nephew who has walked away from the truth. This isn't just an anecdotal problem. It's a national crisis, and it's also personal. Everywhere we travel, we hear heartbreaking stories from caring adults who know young people who have abandoned their faith. It can be especially hard when these are our own kids. If you're a parent, ask a few questions. We sometimes take the spiritual growth of our kids for granted. Although they may continue to attend church with us, they may be far less committed to or interested in Christianity and also be reluctant to share their concerns and doubts. Begin asking important questions even at an early age. What do you think is the most difficult thing to believe about Christianity? Of all the things the pastor said today, what seemed the most difficult to believe? What is your biggest question or doubt about Christianity? What do your skeptical friends say about Christianity? These are good questions because they're open questions. They can't be answered with a short yes or no, and they can serve to launch deeper conversations. Don't rush to respond. Instead, be a good listener and use the data you collect to structure and inspire your own studies. And be sure to communicate in both your words and your body language that you're okay with the questions and doubts. Make a list of the questions you want to be able to answer for your kids and begin to research the answers in preparation for your next conversation. We've collected the studies about this phenomena for more than 15 years. There are 5 things we've learned from the data.